This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A federal program that has made high-speed internet more affordable for hundreds of thousands of Colorado households ends today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Affordable Connectivity Program has helped more than 250,000 Colorado households get internet for about $30 a month. But House GOP leaders have not brought to the floor a bipartisan bill to continue the program through the end of the year. Instead, it will end. The Biden administration says it will continue to push Congress to fund the program, which can save households $30 to $75 a month. The administration also says it received guarantees from some internet providers, including Comcast and Allo, to continue offering those low-cost plans through the end of the year. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. women's national soccer team is preparing to play South Korea at Dick's Sporting Goods Park this weekend. It's part of a series of matches to determine the roster for this year's Summer Olympics. Golden Colorado's Lindsey Horan is the team's captain. She says the squad is focused on learning new coach Emma Hayes' style.
Players are just trying, and that's the most important thing, is you're taking this information, you're trying to do your best, and I think the last few days, that's something that I've seen, and there's a clear intention with what we're trying to do in this process, and again, it's super exciting to see.
The team will name the roster for Paris sometime next month. The match against South Korea is tomorrow. The threat for severe storms is possible once again across portions of northeast Colorado late this afternoon into the early evening hours. Large hail is the biggest risk, but damaging winds are also possible. This is CPR News.